If your eyes glaze over when it comes time to make decisions about your retirement plan, consider this. Studies show that the majority of people with money in 401k plans don't feel comfortable with their own investment decisions. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that's opened the door for an entirely new breed of investment firm.
Ernie Jansen has been a merchandise manager for JCPenney for the last 7 years. He regularly puts away money in his 401k retirement plan. The plan offers 22 choices of mutual funds for investment. But Jansen says pamphlets about growth funds versus growth and income funds make him dizzy.
It's kind of frightening to me personally. You have a big chunk of money and you just basically throw it out to the wolves.
So instead of making any decisions, he just let his money go into the default option, a money market fund.
It wasn't making any money. It was just contributing what I had, and the company matched it up to a certain percentage.
Jansen is not unlike many other JCPenney employees, says John Walton, a benefits manager there. Most just make a decision at the outset and never look back.
So many people just leave it there for years and years and years and never look at it until the point they come to retirement and realize that that wasn't the option they should have stayed in all those years.
Well, now JCPenney is giving 130,000 eligible employees another option. They can let someone else make decisions for them. All over the country, JCPenney employees are deciding whether to keep making the decision for themselves or turn the responsibility over to a firm called Financial Engines. Jeff Maggioncalda is the company's CEO.
We have built technology that can deliver to the average person with an average amount of money the same level of personalization and the highest level of quality that traditionally have been only available to the largest pension fund managers and the wealthiest investors.
Financial Engines has software that makes adjustments based on shifts in the market, individual comfort with risk, and it will move money into lower risk investments as an employee gets closer to retirement. The program was developed by Financial Engines founder Bill Sharpe, a Stanford professor and Nobel laureate in economics. As more and more corporations stopped offering traditional pension plans and started giving employees 401k accounts to manage themselves, Sharpe saw an opportunity.
So there was this huge need for, quote, ordinary individuals to make very difficult and complex decisions, and it seemed to me they were going to need a lot of help.
According to the Vanguard Group, more than 50 million Americans now have 401k retirement accounts. Financial Engines was one of the first, but it is not the only company to start offering hands-on 401k management. Personal Mutual Fund Management, or PMFM, got into the business of making the investment decisions for its clients after the stock market bust in 2001. Employees realized they needed more help, says Tim McCabe, the company's vice president of marketing.
The market lost 40% of its value, and participants lost confidence. I mean, I speak to people all the time, from the boardroom to the plant floor, that are just uncomfortable making their own investment decisions these days.
An increasing number of companies are responding to their nervous employees by turning to firms like PMFM and Financial Engines. David Ray, president of the profit-sharing 401k Council of America, says about a fifth of his members are offering these personalized managed accounts. Ray says in the past, many employees didn't use 401ks because they were afraid of making investment choices. But that's changing.
Now, with that responsibility taken care of by someone else, now they're much more comfortable to say, well, I can decide how much I want to save. Somebody else will manage the money for me.
Another factor in the growing number of companies providing the managed account option is a shift in liability law, says Ray. In the past, many companies didn't give advice because they feared they would be held responsible if things turned out badly. But high-profile cases like Enron changed that. Enron's executives may be held liable for not preventing individual employees from making poor choices for their 401k accounts. Phil Lopez of JCPenney says his company would rather take the risk of helping their employees.
The risks are greater where we don't provide these tools. We may find ourselves with associates coming back and saying, why didn't you tell me what I needed to save for retirement? So I think by providing them with this tool, we're positioning ourselves in a better light.
Of course, advice doesn't come free. For example, Financial Engines charges an annual fee of 0.5% of assets. But to JCPenney employee Dan Sierra, it's worth it.
I felt that the fee would pretty much pay for itself with using their expertise as opposed to me trying to take all the time and figure out what I needed to do. It's not a simple thing to go in there and make some of these decisions.
Many people saving for retirement would agree. The profit-sharing 401k Council of America reports that when new hires are given the option, some 70% are choosing to have someone more knowledgeable make the decisions for them. Laura Seidel, NPR News.